Dear friends, today is the 17th Sunday in ordinary time, liturgical year A. And the reading today tells us that we must first seek God's love, mercy, forgiveness, and salvation. We must first seek the kingdom of God, a kingdom of love, joy, and peace. And all the other things will be given to us as well. The gospel today tells us, that the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God is like a treasure hidden in the field, and someone found it, and he buried it, goes off happy, sells all he has in order to buy the field and get the treasure. Again, the gospel today tells us that the kingdom of God is like a merchant looking for fine pearls, and when he finds one of great price, he sells all he has and buys that pearl. In other words, if we take the text, gospel text, literally, we have to sell everything in order to buy the kingdom of God. In other words, the kingdom of God is the most important, and that is why we seek first the kingdom of God. And more than that, in the gospel of Matthew again, Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, Matthew tells us, seek first the kingdom of God and his salvation, and all the other things will be given to us as well. You don't worry about all the other things. You don't worry about everything in the world. It will be given to you as well. Seek you first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be given to you as well. This is your good news, but very hard to believe. Faith, my friends, faith in the Word of God, faith in the Gospel, faith in God, faith in Jesus Christ, faith in the Holy Spirit. Faith, faith, and faith. The first reading, of course, follows the theme of the Gospel. The first reading is taken from the first book of Kings, chapter 3. The first reading tells us that God appeared to Solomon in a dream, and God asked Solomon, what do you ask for? Solomon did not ask for long life. No. Solomon did not ask for riches. No. Solomon asked for wisdom, to know the will of God, to do the will of God, and to govern the will of God. And God was very happy. So God gave Solomon wisdom, and Solomon became the wisest man on earth. But today's first reading stopped at verse 12. We have to read on to verse 13 and verse 14. Why? Because verse 13 and 14 tells us that God did not only give Solomon wisdom, he also gave Solomon long life. He also gave Solomon riches. Solomon never asked for that. That is why, seek first the kingdom of God and his salvation, all the other things will be given to you as well. Believe the good news, because it is the word of God, it is the gospel. Seek first the kingdom of God and his salvation, and all the other things will be given to you as well. The responsive psalm, of course, follows the theme of the first reading. The responsive psalm, in effect, also tells us, seek first the kingdom of God, and all the other things will be given to you as well. That's why the responsive psalm tells us, seek the law of God, seek the word of God, and you will receive, and you will find the three most important things. What are the three most important things? Of course, love. Of course, life. Of course, happiness. Very clearly, the responsible son tells us, don't look for silver and gold, stupid. Don't look for silver and gold, stupid. Because silver and gold cannot give us the three most important things. Love, life, happiness. And that is why just now we responded four times. Lord, how I love your law. Lord, how I love your law. The law of God or the word of God. Responsible psalm has got four stanzas. Four. Stanza one tells us we have to prefer the word of God, the law of God, more than silver and gold. Second stanza tells us the word of God or the law of God gives us the three most important things. What can be more important than love, life, happiness? Silver and gold cannot give you that, stupid. The world is stupid. Silver and gold cannot give you that, stupid. And that is why just now we responded four times, Lord, how I love your law. Lord, how I love your law. Lord, how I love your word. Second reading, as usual, does not follow the theme of the day. But again, the second reading from the letter to the Romans have something very important to tell us. We have to listen carefully. Everything works for the good of all those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Everything, good things as well as evil things. Because God is love, He can bring good out of evil. These are the words of Joseph himself. Of course, you know the story of Joseph. Joseph's brothers were jealous of him. So they sold Joseph to some merchants. The merchants sold Joseph to the Egyptians. And Joseph became the governor of Egypt. And because he was governor of Egypt, Egypt has plenty of food to eat. Then came a famine. Then the brothers of Joseph, nothing to eat. So they went to Egypt to buy food. And there you are. Their brother Joseph, the governor, gave them food. And that is when Joseph said to his brothers, you plan evil. You did evil. You sell me to the merchants. Merchants sell me to Egypt. But God brought good out of evil. God brought good out of evil. Today I save you, I give you food. Today I save a numerous people. Today I save the Jewish race. God brought good out of evil. And even most important, Joseph prefigures Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was put to death by evil men. Jesus Christ was put to death by the leaders of the Jews. But God raised him from the dead. Through him gave the Holy Spirit and saved the whole world, including the Jews who crucified them. For this you have to read Romans, letter to the Romans, chapter 11. At the end of the world, St. Paul says, even the Jews who crucified Jesus will be saved. Again, God is love. He can bring good out of evil. So as long as we love God and are called according to His purpose, we don't have to be afraid of anything or everything. Again, the second reading does not follow the theme of the day. But the second reading tells us everything works for the good of all who love God and are called according to His purpose. Again, the readings today tell us to seek first God's love, mercy, forgiveness, and salvation. To seek first the kingdom of God, a kingdom of love, joy, and peace. And everything, All the other things will be given to you as well, including long life, including riches, including the three most important things, love, life, and happiness. This is the good news that we have to proclaim to the whole world, and we have to proclaim to the whole world. And with this good news, I wish you all a happy and a blessed Sunday and a happy and a blessed week. Amen, and God bless you.